Steve, thanks so much. Our friend Kurt Wagner joins us right now. Kurt is running the show over at TVShowPatrol.com if you like television. And why wouldn't you? Kurt
who doesn't?
Everybody likes television.
Everybody loves television.
Bring me someone who does not like television.
Everybody likes television. So Kurt does a great job over at TVShowPatrol.com. And you come in armed with Sharknado news. What's
yes.
the Sharknado news?
Talk to me. I
Sharknado
love that.
Sharknado 4 is happening. And it says working title on that, but... So I think maybe they'll be doing another contest to name, you know, to name the show.
I better start thinking.
The movie. But it's going to star Gary Busey, Tommy Davidson, Imani Hakim.
Mm-hmm. Imani Hakim is in this?
Yeah, from Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah.
Cody Lindley, Masayla Lucia, and Cheryl Teagues.
Excellent.
Supermodel Cheryl Teagues.
Excellent.
And of course...
Who did Cheryl Teagues just whine about?
Well, she was talking about
was
the girl
Ashley
who's the...
Graham or something?
Yeah, the girl who's the cover girl from
Sports
Illustrated.
The size 16. Don't say plus size because she doesn't
Cheryl
like
Teagues,
that.
Cheryl Teagues, fat shamer.
Yes, she is.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
So a big fat person should fall on her that's been blown with a shark.
It'll be the fattest shark in
yeah,
the show.
That would be great.
I am Ziering in... What's her face? Tara Reid are back too.
They've been in all four.
But Tara Reid may or may not be dead. I think there was a thing. I think like a cliffhanger or something. So they're gonna make that a contest too. I think
Tara Reid is very much alive.
Don't just panic, please.
Please don't tell us that she's
there's
dead.
There's just the gifts keep on giving. David Hasselhoff, Gil Shepard. David Hasselhoff will be back as Gil Shepard and Ryan Newman. We'll be back.
I thought he goes by Hoff now. Didn't he
just
change
Hoff.
His name?
Well, he has a show coming up on Access TV called Hoff the Record or something like that.
It's a great title.
Oh, my God.
And what sort of a show is this?
He's playing a version of himself, like a comical version of himself. But
yeah.
Come on. It's a reality
the
show.
The real version of himself is a comical
yes.
version of
and,
himself.
And it's about him trying to get work in Germany or something like that.
Ah, yeah. All right.
Yeah, he's changed his name. No more hassle.
It took too long to say Hasselhoff. Now we can just say Hoff. It saves some time.
Can I just say you don't change your name after you've been in show business for how many years?
Right. For 35 years, and now all of a sudden...
Well, now you can really say don't hassle the Hoff, but keep right. the hassle
so off the record.
That's true. Well, maybe he did it because it makes sense with the title of the show. It's just easier for him. Sure. I don't know what
look
it is.
Look at Bill. This is how he's looking now. It's Hoff the record.
Oh, wow. 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 Did you see the pictures of Matthew Perry that were published a couple of days ago? Matthew Perry's in this new version of The Odd Couple,
right.
which I guess is starting up again in a week or two. But there were pictures of him on the internet. He wasn't at the Friends mini reunion that they did a few weeks ago.
He was on stage. He was doing a play.
Right.
London,
he was doing
right.
a play. But they showed him, and he looked so old all of a sudden. I don't know what happened to him. I guess he got older.
Yeah.
That would be the easy answer to that.
We all get older.
Yeah.
He had some...
Some problems.
Problems.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's he's a good actor. He's a very funny actor. You hope for nothing but the best. But, boy, he and Michael Myers, there's pictures of him out today where his hair is completely white now from Saturday Night Live, Michael Myers.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's sort of been missing.
Yeah, for a while.
For a while. Yeah. And he's been doing voice stuff, but that's about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. There's some news about the Carmichael Show. Now, for people who are not aware of what the Carmichael Show is, I've only seen ads for it. I've never seen the show itself.
Lucy Carmichael?
Not Lucille. No. No, nope.
Wouldn't that be great if they brought that back?
There would be a slight problem with bringing that back.
Somebody else would, yeah. This is a NBC comedy sitcom starring Jared Carmichael, a comic, and it aired last summer for only 6 episodes, and they were all right. But they're doing they always bring up topics, like interesting topics, you know, mm-hmm. and they do it not like that very special episode of Blackish we talked about last week or the week before.
Oh,
they
did an episode on race relations.
They keep it very humorous.
Oh, they do.
Like,
okay.
It doesn't get real serious. And this Sunday, which is their official season premiere, season 2 premiere, they're going to bring up Bill Cosby and that issue.
Do we know what direction they'll bring it up in?
Yeah, I watched the episode last night, and he gets tickets to a Bill Cosby show.
Yeah.
And his wife, who's sort of the liberal in the family, is like, you know, what are you surprising me with? And he goes, you're going to be so happy. It's going to be great. And he shows her, and she's like, no, I'm not going to that. I'm not doing
that's
it.
That's an interesting
topic.
So
it brings
good.
Up, like, the whole
that
family begins arguing about, is it hypocritical to watch the Cosby Show and still enjoy that? But mm-hmm. then condemn Bill Cosby, you know, like they talk about it, brings all that kind of stuff up, you know, is it the talent
that's
versus
a good way
the,
of doing it, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is.
And so the family, and this is pretty much the formula for the show, is that the family then argues because they have, you know, his mom is sort of religious and his dad's conservative and his one brother is just, you know, he sort of goes with the flow, and
right.
his brother's ex-wife is this always taking action person,
yeah.
and his girlfriend is the liberal, and so he's always like sort of bouncing between all of these things.
And which show is this? I'm sorry,
this is the Carmichael show.
Okay,
yeah. It's an NBC sitcom.
This is something we've all, to some extent, wrestled with. If you were a fan of Bill Cosby's, all of a sudden, I know for me, not just the Cosby Show, but even Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids, I was such a fan, and now I almost feel guilty
right.
for liking it or having fond memories of it.
Right, and that's what they talk about, and they talk about what are some of the other examples. They had, like, you're hypocritical I can't remember.
Jell-O pudding, probably.
Well, I can't remember. Yep. It was like not even dealing with Bill Cosby. It was somebody else who maybe has done something.
Oh yeah.
You know, bad. Then
yeah.
And then, you know, is it okay to still watch them or to support,
enjoy their work?
Yeah, enjoy the work versus their personal life.
Yeah.
Or whatever their issue is there.
Just don't do bad stuff, people. Really?
Yeah, that's good advice.
Because we want to be able to keep watching
right.
you.
Right. And it's basically that's what it's about. You know, do your heroes disappoint you eventually?
Right. I'm confused about this. There's a show that premiered on HBO a couple of weeks ago, and I've been watching it. I'm a week or two behind. And you would love this show, Vinyl. That's the show about
yes.
the record industry in the 70s. I'm reading that the ratings are terrible for the show, that HBO is incredibly disappointed in what Vinyl has done. Why aren't people liking that show? It seems to have everything people would want, but no one seems to be enjoying it.
Well, my problem with it was I couldn't find anybody likable on it.
Oh, you no, know? There isn't anybody likable.
Like, not
on
a
it.
Single person. I mean, I usually have to have at least one person.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I kind of approach, you know, my thing with TV is that, you know, it can have some bad acting or some bad writing, but,
yeah.
you know, you have to, if you don't have, or it can be great in all those areas, but if there's not a likable person, I just can't.
That's true.
I have to latch on to something, you know. That's me, but I imagine maybe that's a lot of other people. And there's a lot of Coke snort.
There is.
And, you know,
it's just,
the premise of this, again, is just the 70s.
It's 70s New York music scene. And
it's one particular record label and the ups
guy,
and downs
yeah.
of what this record label's gone through. It's as perfect a show for you as I've ever seen. But it's weird because you're not watching it, and I know a couple of other friends are like, how are you guys not watching this
show?
I think
we DVR'd it, yes.
And
Mick Jagger had something to do with it.
Yeah. A producer on it.
And his son is in it.
And his son plays a singer.
Yeah.
A band leader.
Yeah.
A big band
Not
leader.
A big band leader, no.
He plays Les Paul.
Punk rock.
I watched it at Steve and Johnny's house.
Stop.
We all watched it.
All right, well, I have DVR'd that, I think. Have I missed a lot?
I think
it's four episodes in
I'll
right
find
now.
It. Wow.
Yeah, but it's
perfect
for you.
I want to watch it and you know what show that I am truly enjoying? The Real O'Neills. I've been watching it.
You
with
know,
the
and
kids.
It gets slammed like right and left. But there's some funny moments in that I've laughed a lot. But apparently now I just saw something on Facebook the other day. What is the moms group?
Martha Plimpton.
That likes to rip on things. That's a very conservative mom's group.
Oh,
I saw somebody, one of my Facebook friends said something like, oh, if you have this mom's group attacking you, then you must be doing things right.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
The Real O'Neills.
Yeah, maybe.
But it is real because it's like, you know, they're a Irish Catholic family here in Chicago, and they're trying to put one face on for the church, yet the face at home is not perfect.
Right.
So
right.
I totally can identify with that.
Sure.
It's like your public face is so much better than
right.
the family face.
And even the mom's struggling with, you know, how do I deal with my not perfect family that
right.
I thought was perfect, was going to be perfect or whatever, you
She
know?
Still thinks she may go to hell because of it. So it's
yeah.
really, although you look at Martha Plimpton and she's played all these tough characters.
Yeah.
And she's a great actress. So in a way, it's hard to imagine her being this great Catholic mom.
Right.
But she's kind of pulling it off.
Yeah. She's a good actress. I think that there's a lot of good talent in that show. And there have been some genuinely funny things happening in it. I think some of the topics have been
that's
really
pretty
funny. I mean, they have one kid's gay.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's sort of his adventure because it's sort of based on
the creator's real life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Much like the Goldbergs.
Dan Savage.
Oh, is it Dan Savage's
yeah.
story? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
Who's
a great
Dan Savage?
He's a writer and an advocate. Very talented guy.
He does that sex column for Savage Love for that you see in the reader here sometimes.
Okay. He shows up on Bill Maher's show every once in a while on HBO. Yeah, he's good.
I don't think he has anything to do with it now, but it's based on his story.
On his story.
Yeah. It's much like the Goldbergs, but Irish Catholic, as opposed to, I never knew the Goldbergs were Jewish. I'm the only one that didn't know that. Never saw any yarmulkes, never saw any, you know, bar mitzvahs. Yeah. I had no idea.
Oh.
I know Goldberg is a Jewish name typically, but
I think.
I don't know anything.
No? All right. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. If you want to jump in with any questions or comments, or if you're a rabbi that wants to help Wendy
explain this stuff to me.
312-981-7200. We'll get that done. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. All right. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. If you have questions or comments, and people do, 312-981-7200 is the way to get that done. Let's talk to Scott and see what he's got for us. Hey, Scott, how are things?
Hi, Bill. Hi, Wendy.
Hey, Scott.
You two make me laugh every day. I want to thank you how much every day. It's just, you're great.
Thank you, Scott. That's
you're
kind
sweet,
of you.
Scott.
Very nice.
So
make us laugh now.
Yeah. Actually, I was talking to Kevin, and he put me on hold, and I thought he was still talking to me, and it was a commercial.
Oh.
He did that by design. He tries to fool people.
Well, thank you for calling. Did you want to talk about a specific show?
I did. I wanted to ask Kurt, what is going on with Person of Interest?
That's the Jim Caviezel vehicle.
And that's supposed to help me when you say Jim Caviezel?
You know Jim Caviezel?
No, I don't.
He played Jesus.
Yeah, he's done a lot of great movies, too.
He's very talented.
Yeah, he did play Jesus.
He did.
And what?
Do you mean when is it coming back?
For Halloween.
Well, they said January, the end of January. It never happened. Now we're in March, and I've looked it up, and there's no answer from anybody. So I don't,
You gotten in touch with Jim Caviezel?
Call the Caviezel hotline, Scott.
I don't think they haven't put it on the schedule yet, but it has been confirmed that the next season will be the last season,
I think.
But it is coming back for one more.
And it will be just 13 episodes. But, you know, what happens a lot of times is they have a certain number of shows they hold, and then when something gets canceled, they do it. But I don't know that CBS has canceled anything.
I would love to see it come back. That was a good show. I like it too, Scott.
Can I just say something right now? Jim Caviezel.
See what I mean?
He's good looking.
Yeah.
He's a good looking guy, Wendy.
There you go, Wendy.
Can't debate that. Well, thank you, Scott. We hope it comes back.
Yeah, me too. Well,
all right, take care.
Thank you, Wendy.
Have a great weekend, Scott. Person of Interest. Jim
the premise
Caviezel.
Of this show is...
You got to say it like that.
Jim Caviezel. They've got this machine because, there's cameras everywhere. So somehow they put the data into a machine, and they can tell that there's going to be a crime somewhere, and they have to go and try to solve it. They don't know, like, they'll know you're involved in the crime, but they don't know if you're the victim or the perpetrator.
I'm not going to be any of those.
It's not you. I'm just using it as an example. And then Jim Caviezel saves the day.
Caviezel.
Jim Caviezel saves the day. Bruce has a question for you as well, Kurt.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
Hey, I was just wondering if there's going to be more than one season of Shades of Blue.
That's a good question, and I'm sorry I cannot answer.
You're not allowed to say? You don't know the answer.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
Does anybody know? I mean, do they know yet?
I haven't heard that it's renewed. I haven't heard that J-Lo wants to do another season. I feel like it might have been a one-off, but I don't want to say that for sure.
Are you enjoying the show, Bruce? It seems to be a good show, right? That's Ray Liotta and Jennifer Lopez. Bruce is stunned. He's stunned.
Jim Caviezel has just taken him down.
He's not happy.
I'm loving The Family. I finally watched that. I'm caught up.
Yeah.
It is really a fantastic drama for television.
It's a good mystery and trying to figure it out.
But it seems bigger than a TV show to me, doesn't it? Seems like a movie, you know. I really enjoy it.
Well, I think the networks are trying to up their game to compete, you know, and do more... edgy stuff.
Yeah.
Like that.
Very good.
Kurt, last week you had some news that saddened some of our listeners, and that's about The Good Wife. For people who don't know, they announced this during the Super Bowl. The Good Wife is wrapping it up. It's coming to an end, and we had...
She's not so good, as it turns out.
Well, I guess not.
Well, we'll have to wait and see what the finale brings.
But now you have some news for those people that could cheer them up again.
Well, the creators of that show, Bill, hand me your piece of paper.
Absolutely. Here you go.
The creators of that show have a new show.
And Michelle King?
Yeah, that have a new show called Brain Dead. And it has begun filming in New York City. It's about it's a comic thriller set in the world of Washington, D.C. politics. And I think there's something to do with zombies in that.
Oh, please.
Politics and zombies.
Zombies.
A political zombie comedy.
Yep. A zomcom.
A pal zomcom.
That's what it is. That's what we have here. And when will that be premiering, Kurt?
Sometime in the summer of 2016. No, Jim Caviezel, but Danny Pino, Aaron Tveit.
Yeah.
The guy who was Danny in Grease Live.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Shalhoub and Mary Elizabeth Winstead are among the cast.
She's in that new Cloverfield movie.
She is.
Very popular right now.
That looks good, too.
Yeah.
John Goodman.
Great to see you. Thank you, Kurt. We appreciate you being here. Go to Kurt's website. That's TVshowpatrol.com. Find out more about your favorite TV shows and have
and
a great
Jim
weekend.
Caviezel.
Yes, there's a second.
Jim Caviezel.
He's got his own page.
Caviezel.
We'll take a quick break. We've got news next. It's Phil and Wendy WGN.